In part four of the Science of Innovation Success, we'll talk about how to reduce to expand product offerings, the value of doing less, and the value of breaks. Let's go! The Driving Eureka podcast with Doug Hall and Trip Babbitt is sponsored by the Eureka Ranch. The ranch specializes in helping companies find, filter, and fast track big ideas. Episode 37 of the Science of Innovation Success. And the three topics we're going to cover this week are reduce to expand product offerings, which I have no idea what that means, value of doing less, and the value of breaks. All very cryptic types of writings here, Doug. What do you mean reduce to expand product offerings?
Okay, I'm going to give you the quiz. It's a quiz question.
Oh, no.
Significant overall sales growth can be realized if A, you cut your product line by as much as 50%, or B, you expand your product line to service all customers. Now's when we need the Jeopardy theme.
Well, only because you said reduce to expand product offerings, I'm going to go with A.
That's right. You cut your product line. And I've got a pile of stories on this one here.
Interesting.
And this is there's all kinds of research on this. And we don't do this. We expand it. And there was, in one case, it was an internet retailer. They cut the worst selling 54% of the products across 42 categories, and they got an 11% overall growth in sales, which is just absolutely amazing. And I've seen this. I was down in Mexico with a guy that makes kitchen tiles, and he cut half of his inventory and sales grew. And it seems counterintuitive. But the fact of the matter is many times when we keep adding things, they're cannibalizing. And I'm just talking about sales. I'm not talking about the bottom line. The bottom line profits are even bigger. But what happens is we cannibalize ourselves. And so we end up with needless complexity, as it's called.
Yeah. Bureaucracy and so forth. You know, it's interesting. The first time I think I saw this was on a show called The Profits with a guy by the name of Marcus Lemonis. And I think he's like the CEO of Camping World, but he's on TV. And one of the first things he does when he goes in to restaurants, it was where I saw it, is they, you know, have these expansive menus, you know, up on the, on a blackboard or a whiteboard, in a restaurant. And it was always the first thing that he noticed. It was the first thing he said, oh my gosh, you know, you got 60 different items on here. You know what? You do all 60 well? No. So he'd always cut down the size of the menu in order to get it. But that works across all businesses then, is what you're saying from your experience.
Yeah. And it's not just quality and productivity and profits, it's sales. You're confusing the bejeebus out of customers.
Mm, that makes sense.
And that takes us to our second and related finding this time, how doing less can help you win more, lose less, and make more money with your business. And I call it Do One Thing Great. And this is a famous study. It was done in a California grocery store where customers were offered free tastes of 24 flavors of jam. In another leg of the test, only 6 flavors of jam were offered. When they offered 24 flavors of jam, I mean, imagine it, 24 flavors. Mm. 2% of those walking by the display made a purchase. When they offered just 6 flavors, 12% bought. A 600% increase. So when you do less, you're seen as an expert and you increase your odds of success. And the same is true in your career and life. You know, when you focus and have deep expertise in an area, you're going to do more. And, you know, so what are you going to be great at? Now, and this is also part of this thing is, you know, this multitasking we talk about these days. Oh, yeah, I can watch my phone and the computer and 17 things at one time.
it's not possible.
It's not working.
No,
it's not working. A professor at the University of Michigan found this, that multitasking not only lowers efficiency and creates errors in the tasks performed, but it also compromises memory, causes back pain, and gives people the flu and indigestion, and even hurts teeth and gums. Recent studies show. So, you know, focus, focus, focus. What are you going to be great at? What are you going to be great at?
You know, it's interesting in some of the, well, a lot of, there's a lot of things neuroscientists disagree about. One thing that I found that they do agree about is this thing on multitasking. The brain cannot do multiple things at once. It is not physically possible for your brain to focus on multiple things. It has to do one thing. Now, there's a switching time between that thing and the next thing. The brain just cannot process five things at once. It's not possible. They can't even do two things. They can do one thing. Yeah, that's interesting. Very good. Cool.
And our last one for this week is you can improve your problem-solving ability by taking even a very short break. So remember we talked about sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
Well, a study in the Creativity Research Journal finds that if when you're really stuck, instead of going, run, 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 you know, let me drive my way through this thing, step back and escape really jumpstarts your brain. 104 undergraduate students were randomly assigned to five groups. They were then told to compute the area of two geometric figures found in a complex drawing. These are called an insight puzzle. As soon as they came to an impasse, each group was given one of three break lengths, long, short, and none, plus one or two levels of activity during the break, either a demanding or a non-demanding task. And the results showed that any break produced an improved performance solving the problem. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, oftentimes when we get in the middle of a problem, we make a collection of assumptions. A plus B is connected to the wrist bones, connected to the ankle bone, whatever it is. And when we take a break, we come back and look at those things fresh again, and we can find the flaws. And our mistake is because some assumptions that we've built in are getting us to a mess.
So it's basically once you've had the break, you're stepping back and you're being able to see some of the mistakes you made.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting. So how does diversity fit into this? Does this cross over into that as far as a diverse group?
Yeah, the diverse group's going to help you. I mean, it's obviously going to help you if you're able to listen, but still at the same time, the group will come to a consensus and will now build a foundation that can be a faulty foundation. So the deal is focus. Mm-hmm. Do one thing great. And when you do get caught in a thing, take a break. Take a break and approach it fresh.
Makes sense.
Till next week.
And get your Driving Eureka book where you can learn more fun facts and stories that can help you in your innovation. Thank you for listening to the Driving Eureka podcast. This podcast is part of the Innovation Engineering Institute. Innovation engineering is a new field of academic study and leadership science. Its mission is to change the world by enabling innovation by everyone, everywhere, every day, resulting in increased speed and decreased risk. To learn more about on-campus, off-campus, live and online courses, visit innovationengineering.org.